you're designing a new bathroom, or maybe you just want to spruce up your old one on a budget, the Home Squad are here to help and answer and give you some advice. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and designer Roisin Lafferty, who's the creative director of Roisin Lafferty, is with us in studio. Good afternoon to you both.
Hello.
Top things, Jenny, first of all, if people are considering, if they're doing a whole redesign of their bathroom.
I think one of the cleverest things you can do is just swap out your tile grout. It's so, so cheap. And a lot of people, if they're looking at a very plain bathroom, will probably just have white tiles. And it can be a really expensive thing to replace. So instead of replacing the whole tiles, look at a coloured grout, and it can make a whole huge world of difference.
What sort
for
of
nothing.
Colour?
Yellow. I've seen yellow.
Stop.
Which looks really,
white tiles.
Really cool. Yeah, just yellow
no
grout.
Way.
Like really cool yellow. Even black can look really cool in between tiles. I've seen blue. I've seen sparkly grout. If that's right up your alley, then go for it.
Wow.
Be fun.
Yeah, so something as simple as just replacing the grout,
yeah,
that can make a big difference. Okay, Roisin, your advice?
I'm going to go full gusto.
Yeah,
okay.
Go on.
So for me, patching up a bathroom is not the answer, if possible. Okay, it costs so much money.
Yeah.
Whatever way you look at it.
Bathrooms are not cheap.
No, it
as
costs
somebody
money.
Somebody who did theirs 2 years ago, I can tell you, they are pricey.
So we have some things. First of all, the single most important thing is get the layout right. Okay, if you've got dust corners in between things, you do not want grime and dirt. So seamless walk-in showers.
Yeah.
Don't have obvious shower trays. Have it fully tanked so the shower you can walk in, seamless glass, full height glass. If you can, get a glass company to do it. Alcoves in your shower. Have it formed with the tile. So then you don't need to have other, again, dirt catching like things in the shower.
I can't stand that, products lying around the shower tray.
Looking, yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Mm. Concealed toilet cistern, another thing. Do you want the grime all around your toilet cistern? Mm. Have it as clean and slick as you possibly can, because it's so much easier to keep. Yes, it is an investment. Yes, these things cost more, but you will not need to change it ever.
So you think just save up, hold out if you can at all, and try and redo the whole thing.
And get good people. Like, if someone is readily available, check their work before. Like,
okay,
you know, having these things, you know, taps, sanitaryware, it costs a lot of money, and you can spend all the money and then it could be fitted badly. Like plumbers, you need to make sure you have a good plumber, a good tiler. All of those things.
Okay. All right. Loads of questions. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Please ask the bathroom guys about insulating the walls of the bathroom. My concern is that mould could build up, which would a system such as insulation board of 60 millimetres pinned to a wall, joints tapped and then battened on top of insulation to support the plasterboard and tile, would that work? This person seems to know what they're talking about.
Well, you can get insulated plasterboard, so that might be the better thing to do there. Also, tile backer boards. Like, the main thing to get right, if you try to avoid cold bridging there with the insulation, make sure it's wrapped on all sides, otherwise mould will come in the corners. But tanking the whole bathroom, that's something people underestimate and they think maybe only tank the shower. Tank all the bathroom. Again, it's a better investment of your money now rather than later when leaks start to happen. So the tanking and the insulation, think of them kind of at the same time. They need to work together.
But presumably you're only doing that if you're redoing your bathroom.
Yeah, and you're really only doing it once.
Yes.
It lasts. It's not something that needs to be replaced or redone or redug
Absolutely.
Up or anything like it. That will last.
Okay. Kira from Clare is wondering, she wants to put her washing machine and dryer into her bathroom. Is it doable, but are there restrictions in terms of electrical appliances?
Yeah, there are in Ireland. It's. I think it's a really good idea though, because I lived in the Netherlands for a few years and everyone did it over there. And it was such, I got so used to it. And now I'm like, why would we not have them in the bathroom? It's just out of sight, out of mind. If you're putting them anywhere in Ireland, my preferred place is probably under the stairs and away, somewhere that's just not noisy. But most people have their bathrooms underneath the stairs and away. So it's probably a bit of a mix. But most washing machines, and especially a combo condenser washer dryer, will be certified anyway to be used in a wet area, because usually in the kitchen. So it's not
they
a huge issue, but the electrics
they
are an issue.
Put the electrics in, and
will
no matter,
not?
No, it doesn't matter who you are or what you try. I've had clients retrofit it later. You cannot get your bathroom certified. You're not allowed to have any electrics. That's why you have to have, it's a certain type of plug for razors and like chargers of toothbrushes. You cannot have regular sockets or switches. Your switch has to be outside. Yeah. Your isolator has to be outside.
But you can have it wired through, can you, through the wall? I thought I'd saw that before.
Maybe don't take
the word for that.
So you think, no, can't go into the bathroom?
No, because everyone wants it, and especially people who've lived away, like you say, because it's everywhere else. But no, it's just no.
Not it's a such runner a no-brainer. I'd love to have mine in the bathroom. It'd be such a great way to get out of
my
kitchen.
So Kira and Claire needs to look at a different alternative for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Can you paint bathroom tiles?
You can, but just make sure the paint that you're getting is made for a wet environment, because some paint can just kind of peel and not do too well in a steamy environment. But you can paint your bathroom tiles,
like especially if it's a WC or something. It's really where it's a shower. I probably wouldn't recommend it in a shower, but maybe the floor in that room, and hopefully you've got good either fan or windows.
Okay, but you can. But it's obviously you need specific primer and paint for this, do you?
Absolutely, and I think you would need to be mindful that it may not last.
Okay. The other thing you can get if you want to change the colour is you can get decals for tiles that are made for bathrooms, or peel and stickers they're called, that are also made for bathrooms. Again, probably better in a non-steamy environment, maybe not so near the shower. They're brilliant for a downstairs toilet, but instead of painting, that could be a bit of a refresh as well, because they're not that expensive.
Alan Lucan has got in touch. He says that they painted their tiles in the bathroom. They used stencils. Seems to have worked out well for her. So
that's a great idea, stencils. Yeah. I love that idea for a bit of
pattern. Are they still on trend? Do you remember years ago there was a big thing about stencils? Stencil designs everywhere.
But people do it, and like handmade tiles, you can paint on them. It's a lovely idea.
Buying a second-hand bathroom suite, is it a good idea or recipe for disaster?
I would say it depends on your plumber. It all comes down to how good a plumber you have. But I mean, for the sanitary ware itself, if it has good fittings in the first place, and if they're not plastic fittings in particular, they tend to last a really, really long time, and there's no reason why they would break. But if it's not a good set to begin with, and especially again if there's any plastic in any of the fittings, then you're really looking at trouble. So if you have a plumber you really trust who can check over it, then I think
why
go
not?
For it.
If it's from like a display from a bathroom showroom, absolutely.
What if it's from like a done deal or somebody's selling it out of their house or something?
I'd say go look at it.
Really,
you know, like, but I think you're right. Yeah. Like a sink is a sink. You know, you can also replace parts, but I guess who's going to stand over it if it doesn't work?
Now, this listener, with regards to their bathroom, where did I see the message? Yes, I want to take the bath out of my bathroom. Is it a bad move, though? Everybody is telling me that I am mad to take it out.
It's every single job. Okay, so realistically, people who love baths, but the vast majority of our clients now take it out, okay? And they would have a walk-in shower. And it's, what's the resale value of the house plus bath? You're going to live there, you can have a lovely, generous double shower. Most people prefer it. And it's absolutely the way people are going. And for me, anyway, I don't like baths. I think you get way more from it, but it's personal.
So I had this debate when I was doing my bathroom. It's a small bathroom. I wanted, you know, there was the bath shower in the bath that I hated. It was a really old one. So I wanted to take it out, and I wanted to sort of incorporate the space from the hot press into the bathroom and try and have the big walk-in shower and the bath. And sure, like, I couldn't do both. And anyway, the builder ended up just talking me out of it. And do you know what? I'm so glad I did. Now, everybody tells me I've devalued the house, and I've read surveys about this by about 10 grand.
Are you planning on selling? Like, do you want to flip your house, or are you just going to live in your house? Like, I don't think it devalues it. You have to do what, like, you're in there every single day. Even 100%. If it does devalue it by a couple of grand, like, surely it's worth it to enjoy your shower every single day.
Yeah, I definitely. Unless you absolutely, like, if you're in the bath every day, cost per use.
100%.
You're going to get far more value out of the shower.
But I say this as a bath lover. I love my bath. So I wouldn't
take a bath.
I would if I didn't like my bath.
But I reckon that I would have started to love them if I'd had the bath. This is the problem.
No, if you don't like baths, get rid of your bath.
And a good shower, like a walk-in shower.
Oh my God, I love the shower.
80%.
There's nothing nicer than those big, huge, powerful showers. Yeah. It's just amazing. This listener says their toilet cistern seems to be sweating. Water condensation all over it. Any advice from Kerry?
I do not know.
I don't know what you do with a sweaty toilet, but
it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, ring
the plumber. Sweaty toilet.
I've made that up.
It sounds like it's just condensation in the bathroom in general. It feels weird that it would just. Anyway,
We don't have the answer, Kerry, unfortunately, but hopefully your plumber might be able to help you out with that. This texter says, my wife is trying to tell me that avocado sweets are coming back in fashion. She's trying to convince me to get one. So is that, just so I'm clear, is that the kind of the bathroom that everything matched, that every house in the country had in the 90s?
Yes,
and
in the past it was avocado, it was kind of peach, and then like a lemon yellow, and they were the only options, okay? And then everyone said they're terrible, and everything went slick and white. Now you can get any color and like the world's your oyster. So, you know, for example, if you're designing a bathroom and it's all a dark color, the white toilet looks like a big eyesore. So to get a toilet in the same color as your tiles, then you really need to like the direction.
I'm looking at some pictures of it here online. Yeah, there's bubblegum pink and avocado. Look, I mean, each to their own. It's not for me, but I can't believe they're making a comeback.
They're making a huge comeback, but I think you have to be so careful about the rest of the design.
You can't have this like 90s really country kitchen and then, or not even, you know, the real modern day kitchen and then this
like frilly little curtains.
Yeah, avocado.
No, but they're slick. There's lots of really cool brands that have lovely designs. Like we put in a black toilet and we did put in a burgundy toilet. Actually, I'll put that on Instagram after. And it sounds hideous, but a white one looked like an eyesore. There's a big difference
in black and avocado green.
Oh yeah, I think avocado green, it doesn't have to be avocado green. You probably can get like 10 different tones of green at this point.
Listener says, I think that all black bathrooms look fantastic, but do they only work in big spaces? No, I would think yes.
Oh no, I don't think so. I totally disagree. I love a really, really dark, really, really saturated colour in a tiny downstairs bathroom. But I think if you're going all black, I would do, like, I'd lean into it so hard. I would paint the ceiling. I would paint the architrave. I'd paint the back of the door. Like, go full into it. I don't know. I think it's cool.
In a small space.
Yeah.
It's also a surprise. It's exactly what you said there. It's like those little WCs, especially under the stairs, you know, you could have this really calm, sophisticated interior and then you walk in and you're like, what? Where am I? It's kind of, you have an opportunity to play.
Well, I kind of have this opportunity then because I have when you come in the front door, a tiny, tiny, like it's literally just the toilet and small little basin.
Oh, 100%.
But I have it just white. It's just like the upstairs
please
one.
Please go insane in there. I just think it's such a fun opportunity because you're only in there for a few minutes at a time. And it's such a immersive experience because you go into this tiny space, the door is closed.
Painted a cool colour.
And you can just go a bit
Or just
wild.
Get some paint over Christmas when people are in for drinks. They can paint your tiles. You can have a whole mural.
Don't invite me over.
Gary in Dublin is listening. Gary wants us to tell Kerry that the cistern is sweating because the room is warm and poorly ventilated. So there you
go,
Kerry, if you're still listening. Am I mad to get small tiles for the bathroom rather than big ones? Am I giving myself a heartache? Well, I can tell you from my experience, I got the big ones in a small room thinking I was doing a great job, that we'd have way less lines and, you know,
grout to clean.
Grout. And the plumber went absolutely, or the tiler went mad, because apparently you only use big tiles in big bathrooms. They all had to be cut for size and it was a total disaster.
You know, tilers, a lot of tilers now, they like...
drama
queen. Easier.
Yeah, I hope he's listening. You said it,
but
not me.
There's some amazing tilers. Like the tilers we work with, miter tiles. We don't use trims.
Oh,
like, I mean, you need someone
so
who's kind of like into it. Okay. But in general, small tiles can look great. Be careful with the grout you choose. Because if you go with a white grout in a bathroom, it'll be filthy. So,
but
like you said earlier,
It looks great.
Oh, no, for maybe a day or two.
Pick
and then
a colour.
No,
I'm very particular about it now.
But if you can mind it, yes. But if you have, for example, mosaics and there's a million grout joints, like you pick up on a colour in the tile and it'll just be a little more forgiving.
Mm. Very finally, any advice for, is it a Sanifl toilet en suite in a terraced house?
Sanifl.
Yeah. Somebody's looking for advice for one.
I don't have advice specifically on a Sanifl toilet. Is that something
they must
I
be thinking
have
about getting one?
Heard of.
What are they?
I think they're the ones
that like recycling water.
It's not connected to the mains. Don't quote me on this.
Okay. We'll have to find that out for that listener.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, Jenny Sheehan, Roisin Lafferty, thanks a million as always for joining us on the Home Squad this Thursday.